This time, terms, or more specifically, radio terminology. As a member of our local radio club, we often gave radio classes, and at the classes we always specified that some of the terminology in radio will sound strange to you at first if you hadn't been exposed to ham radio for any length of time. For example, if I just said to you, microwave, what would you think of? Well, if you're radio-oriented, you would say, well, that's a radio transmission system consisting of very short wavelength radio pulses, or microwaves. If you weren't radio-oriented at all, you would think of a microwave oven. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? A microwave oven. So, some of the terminology that we want to go through, I have listed here in alphabetic order. The first one is antenna. In the old days, they said aerial. Well, aerial or antenna is the radiator of your signals. So the better antenna you have, the better will be the quality of signals radiated by your handy talkie. Most likely you've received what is called a rubber duck antenna. The rubber duck is a flexible antenna. It's about 6 inches long. It clamps to the top of the radio. Accessory equipment is made so that the antenna can be extended. It's a telescoping type. It might be 3 or 4 feet long, and that might be a fraction of a wavelength, like a 5/8 wave or a half wave antenna. Or there might even be provisions at the top of the transceiver for what is called a BNC, a bayonet connector, BNC, bayonet connector. So you could connect to an external antenna of some kind. On the computer keyboard, over to the right of the right-hand shift key, there are a number of arrow functions. If you place your fingers on the three keys, you'll find the three, and then there will be one key above it. The key above is called the up arrow. The one where your middle finger is resting is the down arrow. The one to the left is the left arrow, and the one to the right of that is the right arrow. So with that, you can move about the computer screen. Auto dial. This is a function of a repeater that has an auto patch facility on it. So maybe we should describe auto patch first. Auto patch is an interconnection of the telephone system and the radio so that a ham radio operator could make a telephone call. It's usually restricted to the local area, and long distance calls are not permitted unless there is some assistance with that. Auto dial is an abbreviated type of dialing. For example, maybe two digits would be assigned to your local telephone number, and by hitting those two digits, it'll dial your full number. As an example, my telephone number here is 337-2542, but I have an auto dial number of 88. So when I hit the digits 88, it dials out the full number, the 337-2542. And of course, that's a program right within the system at the radio site, at the repeater site. The beep signal is something that can be turned on or off in the transceiver. We'll tell you a little bit about that just a little bit later. For a power supply, it would be cumbersome to plug a handy talkie into a power supply. It's sometimes done in an automobile. It's connected to the automobile electrical system via the cigarette lighter socket. But most often, the power supply for the handy talkie is a very low voltage, something between 7 and 12 volts. And of course, that would be DC. And if you had a single cell, you would have just simply a cell. Connect a number of cells together and you have a battery. So most often in these handy talkies, there are a group of maybe 4, 5, 6 cells connected in series to give the required output voltage. Some of the batteries that can be used are regular dry cell type, dry batteries, or you can use a NiCad, nickel cadmium cell, and one of the newer ones is called the nickel metal hydride. To charge the batteries, first of all, we should understand that you cannot recharge a dry cell. I know there are products out there that that say you can recharge a dry cell, but really it's a chemical action within the cell or the battery, and when that chemical action is depleted, there's no way to reverse that in a dry battery. The opposite of that would be a wet cell or something that can be recharged, and the NiCad is one of them, and so is the nickel metal hydride. Under charging systems, they have a fast charger, something that'll charge a battery within a couple of hours, and then the overnight charger, I call it. It's a 14-hour process. It takes 14 hours to recharge a battery fully. You may see this term from time to time, CPU. That stands for Central Processing Unit. That's something usually within a computer, but your little handy talkie has a CPU also. It is essentially the brain or the central part of the system that makes all the decisions and does all the things for you when you operate keys on the handy talkie.